You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC Best Portuguese Chicken do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. Jerry with an opening statement this weekend, I believe, Let's hear from Jerry.
Jerry was getting flashbacks last night watching the NBA draft lottery. Because Zion Williamson was all smiles and shits and giggles until he saw the Pelicans win it. And then he went full-blown McDavid face and wanted to crawl into a ditch. But consider yourself lucky, Zion. It could have been worse. You could have been going to Edmonton. Jerry hates Edmonton.
That is uncalled for.
The best player in hockey is in Edmonton.
I was going to say, I don't think he hates Edmonton. He's given them the number one
four times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's the complete opposite.
Four times.
Four times.
Holy crap. That's incredible to hear.
Yeah.
Well, they hit on, like, McDavid's a grand slam. Hall, in retrospect, was a great pick. Might take Sagan.
Hopkins, and then...
Like, Yakupov's the only outlier. Like, that was just... It was a bad year. It was a bad draft. Like,
Hockey News can't even find that guy.
But it's not like the second pick has had this great career, or the third... Well, I guess the third pick is Galchenyuk. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You guys ready for the takes?
Yes.
I see my protege, Brendan Shanahan, was gift-wrapped a new six-year deal in Toronto. Must be nice riding Jerry's coattails. Well, he won't be the only one sticking around long-term, because at least one of Mike Babcock or Kyle Dubas will still be in Toronto in 6 years.
Those three sons of b****s make $100 million combined.
That's a good question. Would you say that's the most expensive three-pack in the National Hockey League?
I don't think there's any question.
What's Dubas making, though?
Probably three.
Who knows?
Again, how much leverage did Kyle Dubas have?
Yeah, but it comes with a certain... It comes with just a certain price point.
Right, sure, the job being
It is what it is, but I'm sure it comes with... You know, it's not like, hey, we're going to give you $250,000 and, you know, you're lucky to be the manager. He earned it. And
wasn't there going to be people around the league that are going to be like, I'm a pretty good coach, and Ralphie Krueger comes out of a soccer stadium, and he's $4 million. Like, can we talk here?
But
I'm sure Roddy Brindamore is going to be like, Ralphie Krueger was a soccer coach last year.
You're right.
But yeah. I just took my team to the conference final, and I'm making $300,000.
Right. But thank you to Mike Babcock.
He was a soccer coach.
Sir Alex Ferguson is the head coach of the Sabres.
But thank you to Mike Babcock. Thank you to Joel Quenneville, Todd McClellan, Claude Julien.
Yeah,
all of them dragged the salaries up.
That's right.
It's good because they deserve it. They put the hours in, and I've said this all along. There's no cap off the ice.
Not my money.
You can spend as much money as you want for resources. The Leafs have spent a ton of money on resources.
You know, Ralphie hires forward coach Wayne Rooney. Goaltender coach Alexi Lawless. Just a bunch of soccer people out there running around on the ice with their running shoes
it
on.
It would be so outstanding if he just hired an exclusively soccer staff.
Yeah, Wayne Rooney is our power play and skills coach.
That's really funny.
I need to see that happen.
No skates in practice.
No, just diving all
one
over
of
the
them
ice.
6 years, I'm going to say 35%.
Yeah, I think the coach...
It's a long time in sports.
Not the manager, the coach, it's a long time... To another six. Mike's been here four, right?
Just got
to
be one of them, though. Babcock or Dubas. One of them is here in 6 years.
Oh, I'm high on that. 71%.
I'm going to be... this is a tough one.
I just think they got like 5 years to win a championship, and then if they don't do that, it'll all be blown out.
Yeah, but
Even if you win, though, talk to Daryl Sutter and Joel Quenneville. And
I think it's the manager. I went through and did some numbers the other day. Like, there are good managers in this game that have never won. So
David Poile.
David Poile, it's 30 plus years.
Right.
But George McPhee, Doug Wilson, the stability is there. And I think Kyle Dubas will be the manager for years. Because if he puts together a good program, I wouldn't say it doesn't matter if they fall short. If they fall short because he refuses to make moves or something like that, that's a different storyline. If they're a competitive, very good team year after year, Ken Holland was the manager. I mean, I know they won.
They won a lot, but you're right.
Look at Doug Armstrong in St. Louis.
Yeah, he sold me. I'm going to go high on this also because Shanahan is included in all of the decision-making. Like, you know, Shanahan can't go to Dubas in 3 years going, I can't believe you gave Nylander that deal. I can't believe this is how you negotiated.
Well, he would have had to sign off. He could look right back at him and say, you signed off on it.
He just said yesterday he was in on a meeting with Marner's agent.
Right.
It's not like he said, Kyle, you go take care of it and let me know. Shanahan was in the room.
Correct.
So I'll say 85% because of Dubas alone. I don't think Babcock's here in 6 years.
Iserman was the manager for 8 years. Cheval Day off 8 years.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, we're all pretty... you and I, we're pretty high on this.
Exactly.
The of the walk, Brooks Koepka, will finish ahead of Tiger Woods this season.
Those gentlemen are packing heat everywhere on the golf course, and you know what I'm talking about.
I didn't know that that was a beepable word. Anyway, okay, it's a phrase, we're all good. Brooks Koepka outperforms
the
Tiger.
The walk?
Well, why did that...
Is that what the saying is? That's what...
I don't know. I talked to Jerry. I don't know.
Jerry got beeped.
Anyway.
It happens.
I'm high on this. I think Koepka... I don't think Tiger's...
Something tells me he's not healthy. Like, there's something... Like, amazing, greatest golfer. But who takes the whole time off and throws out 9 holes after one victory?
That's the thing. I think he's content. I think there's an element of complacency. I got my jacket. I've won a major again.
Yeah.
I think Koepka is money. Like, he's cocky, he's arrogant, but he can back it up.
Mashes it off the tee, too.
Yes. And this course, like, he is going to mash at Bethpage.
I want him to...
I'm 80%. I think Koepka... I think he might win the tournament.
I'm 70. Because Tiger Woods is the ultimate wild card. He could birdie the first hole and everyone's going to be talking about he's going to win the tournament. Odds are going to go through the roof.
Yeah. I'm lower on this, 38%.
Really? You like Tiger this weekend?
I don't like this Koepka character.
No?
Nope. I hope he falls on his face flat. I hope he's a trunk slammer. That would be amazing.
What about John Daly's cart trunk slamming?
We are going to be projecting the trunk slamming tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
Guys that are just butchering it. Because we get the club pro guys. The club professionals qualify for this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And they will be 15 over after 9.
Some chop.
We got to just get a little sting for that. Like a truck firing up, the trunk opening up. Yeah. Get in.
We got to pick a song for that, too. Like a good road.
Trunk slammer
song.
You
know what song we need to use?
We got to get that song in the bus and slap shot. Dun, 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 dun.
I got a better one. The song at the end of Good Will Hunting when he's driving to California.
Oh,
remember
that?
It's a depressing song. It's really depressing.
I'll look it up, or Moles can look it up.
But he trunk slammed on Boston. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
Good
I'm
Will Hunting.
Here.
He's like, I'm going to California.
Going to see about a girl.
I'm out of here. Trunk slamming his way out of Boston.
Yeah. We're going to project and go through the bottom of the cut list.
And you know there's...
After 18 holes of golf tomorrow.
And you know there's some reservations that end tomorrow at hotels.
Oh, dude.
Like, are you checking out, sir?
Oh, some guy's got dinner plans in Manhattan Friday night.
Exactly.
He's making his way into Midtown.
Well, the guy that's 15 over after round one, if he's late early, because when you tee it up late on Thursday, you're early on Friday, you are out.
Oh, dude, he'll be in New York. He'll be in Manhattan by 3 o'clock.
He'll be
in
at LaGuardia flying
could
out.
Be.
Yeah.
Now he's flying out of Newark. That guy's not flying out of LaGuardia.
Driving
or
somewhere.
Yeah, he's driving to upstate New York and then taking a train somewhere.
Yes.
Jerry's getting on the Kawhi Leonard bandwagon. And as a result, Kawhi will have a better overall series than Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey, Jerry's got the stones to go for it. A lot of people just dodged that last name.
Yeah.
Jerry said, I'm in. I'm doing it.
Better series. Does it mean victory or just a better series?
I think individual performance. At the end of the series, who do you say played better, Kawhi or Giannis?
I think I'm going to go 50%. I think it's a dead split who could come out on top and have a better series.
Yeah.
I mean, the Greek freak is the Greek
freak. If you had to rank top five players in the league, where does Giannis and Kawhi?
I think they're both right there. I think it's some combination of Durant, probably still LeBron, Giannis, Kawhi.
The beard.
James Harden. You know, and then Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, but they're in that conversation. These two have been spectacular. Like their stats have said that, their underlying numbers have said that. But I think Kawhi is a little bit more important to his team.
Correct.
Because Giannis has gotten more of a supporting staff. The Raptors have not really supplied Kawhi with that type of depth. I'm going to go 65% Kawhi.
I'm 50 on the dot, right down the middle.
47%.
All around the same ballpark. Yeah. I mean, we expect the matchup to be... It's going to be fun close. To watch these two guys.
It'll be close.
Logan Couture will reach 20 goals this spring and set a new record in a single playoff run.
Well, 20 goals?
That's a bit rich. He's at 13.
The record is 19. They got to get to a cup final for that to happen, clearly.
1-1 heading back to St. Louis. It's going to be a long series. He's probably going to get at least a couple more.
I'm going to give him 58% chance. I think he's just dialed in right now. You never know.
The most amount of games he can play is 11 more games. He needs 7 goals in 11 games.
No, I just went way down. You that stat right there, I'm going to go 20%.
Even if San Jose makes it to the final, I could see it. I mean, he's on fire. And from the West, he's my Conn Smythe pick. From the East, it's Tuukka Rask.
20%.
Am I missing anything?
Are there any other players?
Schwartz could be a guy that creep up.
Tuukka last night was unbelievable.
He was phenomenal.
And if Couture's creeping up on 19, a record, that's your guy. But I'm low. I just don't see it. I mean, there's a reason. Like, the Stanley Cup playoffs have been around forever. Yeah. Gretzky couldn't hit 20.
Yeah.
Ovi couldn't hit 20. Logan Couture's a great player and he's on fire, but I don't see it. Like, I'm going to say 10%.
Yeah, I'm 20.
I'm 31.
Lots of bogus chatter about offer sheets in the NHL this summer. Fake news as far as Jerry's concerned. But Mitch Marner will get the highest cap hit of all the RFAs this summer.
Ooh, that is a good take from Jerry. We're talking Braden Point, Mikko Rantanen, Sebastian Aho, Matthew Tkachuk, Patrick Laine, Zach Werenski, Timo Meier.
Mitch Marner's an unreal player, but he shouldn't. Well, there's always the Tampa Bay.
Rantanen, too. I mean, Rantanen, yeah.
Bobby said it the other day. They should be getting paid more than him.
Now, Rantanen had prorated more points, I believe, because Rantanen was injured. But... It was close to it.
Pretty incredible two rounds in the playoffs,
too. He did. He's a fantastic player. So is Marner. I'm going to say 26%. Like, I think there are others that may be able to squeeze a little bit more just because of the situation. I still believe there will be an offer sheet. I'm not talking Mitch Marner. It could be somebody else. And that offer sheet will be a big number.
Yeah, I'm... This is a tough one.
Do you think Marner gets double digits?
I'm not convinced he does. No, I don't think he deserves double digits based on what the rest of the league is all about.
There's a chance.
There's a chance. Oh, absolutely there's a chance.
Well, is he not going to look at someone and say, look at the point totals between...
Yes,
some agents have different philosophies on where you fit into different markets, and some agents, I believe, will just do it on the team structure.
Absolutely.
You do this for this team... And this guy gets that, so why are you talking about me like I don't deserve double digits?
Yeah.
When the guy who plays less games than me and has less points is at double digits plus.
I get it. Yeah. I understand. That would be my point too. That's exactly how I would approach it if I was his camp. I'm just saying it, like the Leafs, you can't just give every player everything they want. It feels like they've been doing that. You know, it does. Like they did that with Matthews. The Matthews deal is not a good deal. It's a terrible deal for the Leafs. walk him right to free agency and pay him 11.6. It's a terrible deal. They gave him everything.
Right.
But, you know, do you want to draw the line on Mitch Marner? That's a dangerous game if it starts leaking into the summer and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, I think they get it done, though. For some reason in my mind, I think they're going to get it done before July 1st.
I think one of these RFAs, at least one, is getting double digits.
Yeah.
Like, I you got to think Mikko Rantanen saying, you're paying me 10 and a half for 11 million.
I love a guy at a five-year deal. How many times do you love a guy after five more years?
Well, great players, you would assume you're still going to love them.
The really? CBA is going to try and...
Like, you don't think Edmonton will still love Connor McDavid in 5 years?
We'll get a list on how many you love after five. 5 years is a long time in pro sports, man.
I think the special
injuries
guys.
Load up, things happen.
Yeah.
You don't always love everybody after 2 or 3 years, let alone five. I'm cool with five. Get a championship in there, all good. I don't need anything. I don't need any more than out of anybody than 5 years. Well, if you're willing to walk after five, go ahead.
But they can't
get somebody else in here.
You can't give Marner a 5-year deal because that means Matthews and Marner are up at the same time.
Right. Then you're in the same boat.
He's got to be shorter or longer. Like Marner's got to be 8 or something close to in the higher range.
8 years, you're saying.
Or what if they don't win? If they don't win here, then.
But you can move the contract.
Well, change can happen. Yeah, you can still move the guy. I'll say 51%. He's the highest cap hit for RFAs. 40.
Not my favorite.
20-something, 26?
Yeah,
26.
He'll be in the running.
Yeah,
for sure. But anyway, there you go. Shout out to Jerry.